My name is Samantha Riley, and this is the podcast for coaches, course creators, and experts who want to grow their influence, income, and impact to take their coaching business to $1 million and beyond. We're going to share the latest business growth, marketing, and leadership strategies, as well as discussing how you can use your human design to create success in business and life, inside and out. Create the influence, income, and impact you need to build your business so you can create your ideal lifestyle. It's time to make a difference and scale up. This is the Influence by Design podcast. Welcome to today's episode of Influence by Design. I'm your Thursday co-host, Samantha Riley, joined by my fabulous co-host, Tim Hyde. How are you today, Tim?
I am super excited to be here for our brand new branded podcast, Influence by Design. And, you know, as we intimated last week, this is my first episode here.
I know, super exciting.
But yeah, 320 episodes. Do you realize, Sam, that means we have recorded well in excess of almost 300 episodes together? Actually, 150, 160 episodes together.
Yeah.
That's astonishing.
And we're still speaking. This is really fabulous news.
I know.
Not only still speaking, but we still speak multiple times a week. So it must be working out for us.
Absolutely. We have been planning, of course, to record all the off-air conversations, because sometimes there's genius about it. And we go, oh, we should put that on the podcast. And then we go, what did you say?
Oh, and that very much happened before we recorded this episode, that I was just like, oh, why didn't we record what we were talking about and just put it all together and create an episode?
That's because our editorial team would probably hate us. They have to chop so many little bits of...
Well, let's hope that as we record this in order, that the gold comes out the same way that it did before the episode, which I'm sure it will. But today we're going to talk about the foundations of influence. So what is influence, what it's not, why influence is important, because if we want to be able to really impact and influence as many people as we can, there are certain things that need to come into play.
It's interesting you say that. Something I've been reflecting on lately is that the longer I am in business and the older I get, the more that the impact that my business has on the world around me, the more influence it has on the world around me, the more important that it is, the higher the priority.
I agree. I was going to say we're maturing.
I know. I've got past the emergency. I've just started. I need to put food on the table.
Yeah.
Show me the money.
Absolutely.
Kind of phase. And we are now in this, okay, now that our business is more mature, and I know for a lot of our listeners, if you've been following our advice along for the last 328 episodes, that you're probably running really by any stretch of the imagination, you're running a successful business. But your priorities, what you need from that business, is now changing as well, right? We've got food on the table. We've got the mortgage paid. We've got some runs on the board. We know what we're doing largely. And now it's time to take that business to that next level, right?
Absolutely.
What is the thing that, where do we go to next with this thing? And if you're listening to this and thinking, oh, I'm pretty happy where I am right now, that's totally okay too.
Absolutely.
Right? You don't have to be a Mark Zuckerberg where you're going to create the future of the Cloudlandia and change the world, but you'll find that there is this point where you get where you want to be changing the fortunes of your family or yourself or your community. And to me, as I know it's you, Sam, the foundations of that is really understanding what this influence actually is.
Right? Absolutely.
And that can manifest in their business in quite a few different ways.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So before we jump in, let's talk about what influence is. And influence is really the ability to change the thinking and to change the behaviors of others. Now, this can be a negative influence or it can be a positive influence. And obviously, we're talking about the positive influence.
We have influence on people around us, whether we like it or not. Mm-hmm. Right. So we have influence on our children. We have influence on our friends. We have influence on our family. And our behaviors, our self-leadership, if you will, is the first pillar of what influence is. How we lead ourselves and how we interact with others is the foundation of any influence we have in our business, in our personal lives, wherever it happens to be. You know, keenly drawn to this at the moment, a friend of our son's is having a pretty rough time in his family situation at the moment, and he's been staying with us quite a bit. And we're having conversations about, you know, what's going on, trying to provide a supportive environment. And just providing that supportive environment and providing someone to listen to what's going on with him is, again, the foundation of that influence.
It's influencing his life.
It's influencing his life. And by the same extension, he's also influencing me in return. And I think when we become aware of that, that we have this effect on other people by our own behaviours, and they have impact on the people around us, for good or for ill, this becomes the foundation. And if we understand that concept, that can then translate into our business life and our, you know, and as well as our personal life.
You said something then that just completely gave me a huge aha moment. You were talking about the way that you're influencing others and how that comes back. That influence is an energetic exchange. It's actually a two-way street. Influence isn't a one-way thing. It's actually a two-way exchange. And I think that when we go into influence with the intention that it's an energetic exchange, that would change the whole intention of how you're going into that engagement, into that contract. I think that's really interesting that you said that.
Yeah, well, you've come back to that thing, that self-leadership, right? It's not just leadership of ourselves, and but it's also that leadership of others. And I you know, I'm very fortunate to be able to sort of coach a kids' rugby team as well. And every time I get out onto the paddock with the boys, I'm very, very conscious that, you know, I'm creating the environment for them to excel. Right? I'm having influence on them. I'm having influence on my coaching staff with that team to create the outcome that we want to create. Right? And I'll often have to sort of pull the boys aside one-on-one and saying, hey, look, that's not the behavior we want here. I can let that go if I wanted to. But that would then, that behavior might then be a destructive influence on the team camaraderie, the team environment, the outcomes that we're collectively trying to look at, right? So if we look at leadership being that first pillar of influence, the second pillar is probably the vision. Like, what's this thing that we're working towards, right? Collectively, right? As that community, right? So we've got these sort of synergistic concepts that work together to create that influence and that outcome for mutual or mutual benefit.
I love that. I love that. So we've got the leadership of self, which means that we need to, as the influencer, we need to have the vision. I also believe there's a leadership of self in different aspects too, like accountability. You need to hold yourself accountable so that you're able to lead others. You know, you can't let your team down. I believe it's also making sure that we're holding ourselves in the highest regard, so that we're leading in a positive way, that we're creating a good culture. And I think culture is a huge topic at the moment. There's so many, you know, we've got the great resignation right now, because through COVID, people have really taken stock of where they're at, and they don't want to be surrounded in workplaces of bad culture. And we need to be thinking about this as well, is how are we leading ourselves to ensure that we're creating a really great culture for our companies to thrive moving forward. So I think that leadership of self just really encompasses quite a lot.
Yeah, look, absolutely. I've, as you know, and some of the listeners would know, I spent a lot of my early life studying martial arts, and I thought that, you know, for me, the sort of the mastery of self, I wasn't able to kind of master my opponent unless I had my self mastery first. Right. So if I was a bit out of control, the whole situation would be out of control. And if we put that in context of our business, if my job as the CEO, my job as the leader of my business is to kind of influence the direction of my business, to influence the input and the engagement of my staff, to influence the outcomes that I create for my clients and the relationship that my business has with my clients, has to start with my ability to control myself.
Absolutely.
Right? To not let, you know, my fears, my anguish, my concerns seep out, if you will.
Yeah, that's right, because we still have those things. We still, we're always going to have fear. It's a human response. You know, we're always going to have anxiety and you know, anxiousness and all they're the same thing, Sam, having all those all those things come up, but it's how we manage ourselves and how I really love that.
Yeah. So once we get that foundation right, then we can start to lead and influence others, mm-hmm. right? And then it's only once we've got that mutual exchange of energy and that mutual respect for each other that we can now start to get people moving towards our vision of actually what the, you know, what our view of the world is going to be, what the view of our business is going to be, right? The influence that we want to create.
Yeah.
So what are we doing? If we think about our business is just this thing that creates influence on others. Mm-hmm. All right. And it creates influence on others through the products and services we sell to them. Mm-hmm. Right. If that's a good influence, a good experience, they're likely to do it again. Mm-hmm. Hopefully do it again.
Yep.
And if it's a bad influence, they're not going to do it again. And we end up with, you know, a bunch of bad, you know, one-star Google reviews. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. That's looking at one area of it, because we're obviously influencing the thinking and behaviors of those customers or those clients. But there's also our team. It's also the community that are around those people. It could be the families or friends of our clients. Like what I really want to have people think about is how far our influence actually does go. Our influence really ripples out so much further than just our team or just our clients. It goes far, far beyond that. And that's why our culture and our vision is just so, so important.
Yeah. And look, it has to come back to those foundations mm-hmm. right, that we've been talking about, right? It has to align with your values.
Absolutely.
Right? Because you know, if it doesn't align with your values, it's going to feel very inauthentic about what it is you're doing. And you won't, to be honest, it's probably unsustainable.
Absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely. And we're all different. We all have a different energetic blueprint. We all have different values. We all have different goals. We're all wired differently. We're wired to work differently. We're wired to want different things. This whole cookie cutter template business thing, I think that this is one of the biggest dream stealers of our, you know, what we're seeing out in the internet right now, because we're all unique and we're all different. And whilst we can have ideas of what needs to happen, what's going to motivate you, Tim, is very different to what's going to motivate me, which is very different to what's going to motivate, you know, one of our team members. We're all wired differently. So we really need to get clear on what those values are and what our dreams are and what it is that is important to us, so that we can create something around our energetic blueprint and how we're all wired differently.
Now, Sam, I want to touch on this because I know this is something that you talk about with your clients quite a lot, right? This idea of this front stage and backstage. What mm-hmm. What do you mean by that?
Yeah. So for those that have missed this, I ran a dance studio. I've been a dancer for near on 40 years. And one of the things that we used to do was obviously lots of performances. And in a performance, we've got the dancers on the stage and you kind of think that's all that there is. But behind the stage, supporting them was audio technicians, video technicians, lighting technicians, stage managers, you know, runners, dressers. There was hundreds of people that supported the people that were on the front stage. And that's how I like to explain how our business needs to work, that we can't just be front of stage. We can't just be the face of the business and talking about it without having the support. So, you know, in business, it's who's supporting us with our marketing, who's supporting us with our admin, who's supporting us with all the other things that needs to happen behind the scenes. And when you have a small following, you can get away with not having a backstage. However, for you that's listening, you know, we know you're at a point in your business where you are quite successful. So you need to really think about who you need to have backstage supporting you, because the bigger your backstage is, the bigger your front stage is. What I mean is you to be able to create that platform with enough people to influence that you want, you need to have that support. Regarding influence, what's probably the biggest thing that you want to leave our listeners with today?
I think, you know, influence doesn't start with the tactics. Mm. Right? It doesn't start with the podcast. It doesn't start with what you're going to put on your post. It doesn't start with what your brand colors are or anything like that. Influence starts with you. It starts with who you are, what's important to you. And, you know, that we talked about that leadership quite a lot today. And the second thing is that then goes into your vision. What is the influence you want to create? What is your view of the world? What is the almost, dare I say it, what is the legacy that you want to leave?
Yeah,
that's to me the foundations. If you get those two foundations right, everything else starts to flow from that, right? Not with the tactical, which I think a lot of people think it starts with.
Yeah, and I think that's what gets a lot of people unstuck, is trying to patch up or band-aid with tactics. But I could not agree more. It really starts, so I'm going to use a different word, it really starts with your purpose. Like, why are you really here to do what you do? Because when you can tap into that and you feel that excitement, it's so much easier to move forward or move through what you need to move through when you're lit up from the inside, you know, and know that this is what you're truly here to do. It makes it so much easier, because for us to create the influence that many of us know we're here to make, you got to move through some stuff. There's some fears that come up. There's some, you know, all sorts of other things that come up that we're not going to go into right now. But I know that you all know what I'm talking about. So you really, really need to tap in. Like, why are you doing this? And that will fuel you to move forward.
Absolutely. Sam, it's been great being here again.
Thank you so much, Tim. Great to be here with you. And thank you to the listeners for hanging with us today. We would love to hear from you. What does influence mean to you? And what are you really here to do? We'd love you to scroll up on your app that you're listening to right now and share this with someone in your world that you know is here to make a big influence. This is a beautiful gift to give them, to really inspire them to influence more people and create the positive change in the world that we're all here to make. Thanks for listening to another episode, and we will catch you on the flip side. Ciao, ciao. Thanks for joining me for this episode of the Influence by Design podcast. If you want more, head over to samanthariley.global/podcast for the show notes and links to today's gifts and sponsors. And if you're looking to connect with other coaches and experts who are growing and scaling their business too, come and join the Coaches, Course Creators and Speakers group on Facebook. The links are all waiting for you over at samanthariley.global.